Before all of that, though, let's catch up with the man who, of course, Socceroo, captain of the national team. He's an Olympian and he's in the Australian Football Hall of Fame and is now the Central Coast Mariners coach. I'm talking about Paul Ocon, who joins us. Hello, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Hey, mate, just before we get into the Mariners and everything else, we just had Ray Gadd on from the Australian, a journalist who suggested you love Elvis Presley. Is that still on the money?
Mate, Elvis Presley is the king, isn't he?
I agree.
He's the greatest.
He's the greatest. I love him. I love him.
You can't have a nickname the king and lose your luster after any amount of years,
love
can you?
Love me tender. Do you want to sing along or not?
Hey, Paul, congratulations on the role, mate. How are you all feeling 5 or 6 weeks out from the start of the year?
Yeah, look, it's great. You know, I never put a time frame of when I wanted to start coaching the A-League. Of course, I wanted to have the opportunity, and I wanted to make sure that once that opportunity came along, that I was confident that that I was ready for the job. And you know, thankfully, it's come around, and we have 5 weeks left before the start of the season. But you know, to be honest, it's those sort of short time frames that I've been working under in the national teams for the last 4.5 years. So it's not something that we certainly will use as an excuse come round one. But it's what I've said to the players starting from yesterday, that we can't waste 1 second of our time. Everything's got to be moving in that direction.
Every coach has got a different philosophy and a different style, Paul. 5 weeks to impose what the style of play that you want to play this year. Is it going to mean attacking football? Is that what we're thinking?
Well, look, ultimately, I think it's going to be a style of football that's going to get results. Whether that happens straight away or further on during the season, I'm quite confident that we will win games playing the style of football that I want to play. And I think it's an exciting brand of football. It's what I honestly believe that the fans will want to see. And it's something that, you know, we've spoken about the last couple of days, is giving them a reason, our loyal supporters, the supporters that last year during the season where the club had disappointing results and some disappointing performances, stuck by the team. So we want to give them a reason to come back out again this year. And if you're not a Mariners supporter, we want the Mariners to be your second team, and we want you to come and watch the Mariners play.
Because the club has had, I think, what have they been in, 3 or 4 grand finals previously. So they have enjoyed success in the past, and I suppose it's hard for a lot of fans to then handle when you're getting beaten. Getting beat by, you know, a club that's not even in the A-League and the FFA Cup. So I think if you can get a few wins early, I think they'll flock back.
Well, hopefully. And look, I'm not sure of the exact numbers, but I don't think too many ran away last year. I think they kept turning up. So that just shows the loyal support that the community has for the team. And it's our responsibility, to give them something back for what happened last year. So that's the mindset, and everything's geared towards that.
What's the mindset and I guess the vibe around the players? Of course, you would have met them by now. They didn't have a great year last year, has been well documented, and you have got a short amount of time before the season starts. When you sat down with the majority of the boys or the whole team, what were the thoughts, I guess, coming from the players?
Yeah, well, look, the message I gave them was, I'm not interested in what happened last year. Mm-hmm. Football doesn't let you stand still, and we have to move forward. So everyone starts... It's a cliche, but everyone starts fresh, clean slate, and it's up to the players to prove that they're of A-League quality, and B, that they want to play for the Mariners. So, you know, I found a bunch of players that are eager to take on board the messages. They're hungry, and they're super motivated. And I guess as a coach coming in, you know, they're the things that you want to see.
Do you sit down and talk about goals and what you want to achieve, or is it too early for that yet?
No, we spoke about it. We want to be a team that when the opposition look at us on the schedule and say we're playing the Mariners in round one, round two, round three, that it's going to be a very difficult game. And we want to make sure that when teams travel to play us in Gosford, mm-hmm. that, you know, they go home with nothing in the onion bag. That's the goal that we're setting ourselves.
they haven't looked after you. The first game, Paul, October the 8th, you got to travel all the way to Perth. You got to get to Sydney, then get to Perth.
Yeah, but that's part of, you know, the location. The Mariners know the other players are able to deal with that, and that's something that's unique in the A-League is the distances that you have to travel, and we will be ready. We will go to Perth. We will have done our work. We will know what we're coming up against, the opposition. So we will be prepared.
I know in the west of Sydney, the Wanderers have got a good foothold out in the west of Sydney. We've got FC who's the Toffs out in the eastern suburbs. But your first thoughts up there on the Central Coast, Paul, is the foothold there for the Mariners, the support there in the community?
I think so. And again, I'm not sure of the exact numbers, but the support hasn't diminished. And that is important given, where the team ended up last season. And look, I know what it is to play in a one team or one town team.
Yep.
And if you can galvanise that support, it's amazing what it can do. What support the community can give the team. And during those summer months up there on the coast, I guess that's the Mariners is the only sporting team that they have. So we need to get those people to come and watch us and support us.
I suppose it's one of those Elvis songs, Paul. It's now or never.
Yeah, well, look, the Mariners are a successful club. They've played in three grand finals. They've won a grand final. The last two seasons probably haven't been at the expectations that the club has had in the past, and that needs to change. And I guess, you know, the last 2 days, I think we've made those steps, and hopefully in the next 5 weeks, we travel next week down to Canberra. We have two games there. We will take two A-League games down to the capital. So, yeah, we want to put the Mariners back to where we think that they should be.
And if you win a few games in a row, Paul, you know what? You're always on my mind. That's the best I can do.
Tell you what, Paul, I loved you having on the show, but if it's going to lead to Richie singing, it might be the last time we ever have you on Mayday. Congratulations, good luck, huge challenge, and no doubt you're up to it, mate. Enjoy, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, guys.